broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. I'm in studio. Kirk Crosby's on the road today. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Solar power is kind of the rage, but I guess America is kind of behind the times, huh, Kurt?
Well, you know, it was interesting to me to see that this big story about that going on over in India. I guess you've got what they call solar parks. You know, I mean, I really never heard of solar parks before. I heard of all these government parks, et cetera. But anyway, they say the headline from the L.A. Times, the biggest solar parks in the world are now being built in India. Shashank Bengali is the author and talks about one of these parks there. They call it Pavagada Solar Park, and they say it's expected to produce 2,000 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 700,000 households. And I'm kind of wondering, wait, they talk about a lot of these houses there in India that don't even have power, so wouldn't 1 watt be enough to power about 1 billion households if it didn't already have power? But anyway, they do say, while the Trump administration abandoned the Paris Agreement, so you can know their kind of twist on it, on fighting climate change and pledges to revive the U.S. coal industry, you know, the evil America. India this month hosted the inaugural conference, they say, of the International Solar Alliance. I guess that's the ISA. And this organization was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi with the aim of raising $1 trillion to promote solar generation and technology in 121 countries. They say thanks to low-cost solar panels and government incentives, same stuff as here in other countries, for renewable energy, India surged past Japan, they say, last year to become the world's third biggest market for solar power after China and the United States. So it's, you know, one, two, three, four there. Modi, that's this big shot there in India, has called for generating 100 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2022, nearly 30 times what it had 3 years ago, and equivalent to the entire energy output of Spain. They say it's pretty inspiring, et cetera. They say coal still counts for 58% of India's power, while they got some wind and solar going on. Wind, they got at 10%, solar at 5%. Anyway, these, I guess you could say solar's in, and of course coal and all that stuff is out, huh, Sam?
Yeah, and I don't really understand all that. Again, if it's so low cost, why do we need government subsidies?
Yeah, good point.
Second question is, why would we defer to a country like India? If we're the world's leader, if we're the technological advanced folks, if technology was going to save us, as they mocked Ross Perot back in the 90s, you know, basically 20, almost 30 years ago or whatever, why on earth would we defer to the Indians to do this, Kurt, or to be the kind of the leader in these parks or whatever else? And, you know, I hear right here in Utah, we have technology that would toss that on its head and decrease the costs and, you know, decentralize. And what's up with all that? Do you think if we just got a hold of the Donald, it would solve it?
Well, it just seems like there's so many moving parts and you can't get them all together. But
you could, Kurt, if they wanted them to.
That's right. Good point.
And that's the part I think people don't get. I think people are just like, oh, my goodness, they're just incompetent. Oh, my goodness, they probably don't know about this. Oh, my. Okay, it isn't true, folks. It's by design.
Like the other day, Sam, I was selling a little honey. I think it was Saturday, if I remember right. And this one couple came up, and they were talking, you know, they were even a little older than me. I mean, imagine that. And they could still move, though. You know, they were talking about the old days. And then as they drove off, before they drove off with their honey, I'm talking about the honey, the raw honey that they got from me, the man said, "Hey, come here." And he had me come over and he said, "Listen to this." And he showed me how the car was on, but, you know, I couldn't really hear anything because it was an electric car, you know. And, you know, it was a beautiful looking car and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there they are driving around in an electric car. It's things are changing, aren't they?
They're changing, but I'm afraid that the swamp is going to keep control of the key components here, and decentralization and freedom that could be the result if we were to leave the free market to work is being literally manipulated and funded with our own money before our very eyes. All right, I got an email, Kurt, that I want to tell you about. It says it's from Ted's iPhone.
Ted's iPhone.
You know who that is, right, Kurt? Well, I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't like the dishonesty in the message. It says Sam at the top, so he knows me, right, Kurt?
Yeah, of course.
But I've never talked to Ted in my life. But it says, "Sam, did you get my message? I'm worried because I haven't heard back from you. The deadline is coming up very quickly, and frankly, I need to hear back from you ASAP today if possible. Do you think you can do that? Thanks, Ted." Sent from my iPhone. Now, here's the problem that I have with this, Kurt. I've never talked to Ted in my life. I don't know how Ted got my email, but he obviously bought some list. You know, last hour I told you the swamp monsters all have access. So how he got my email, I don't know. Now, they say I was out of the system January 31st, 2017, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't remember signing up January 31st, 2017. I don't remember signing up then for Ted's emails. But anyway, I can update my preferences if I want to click on a link. I can unsubscribe. I can do all these awesome things. But here's my problem. And here's why I really am starting to just start to give pushback about this. I get that Ted might want to talk to me. We're both conservatives. I get that we agree on a lot of things. I even get that somebody with good intentions might have added me to his list. I'm all okay with every bit of those things. What I'm not okay with is the personal nature of this email as if he knows me. And then as if he really wants me to get back to him, as he claims. Here's the point. Do you really think that Ted sent this to me from his iPhone, Kurt?
No.
So that would be disingenuous, to say the least. Now, even if that was true, if you say, look, it came from Ted's iPhone because he sent from his iPhone to one of his staffers, and then the staffer sent it to the list, so technically it came from his iPhone. Okay, I can even go there, Kurt. Here's my problem. Then it says, "Sam, I'm worried because I haven't heard back from you." And it says my name. Now, do you think Ted's worried that Sam is not getting back to him?
No.
Ted doesn't know Sam, Kurt. I've never talked to Ted in my life. Now, even if you went up to Ted and you said, "Hey, Ted, Sam at Liberty Roundtable Live is wondering, you know, that you're worried about him getting back to you." Do you think he'd know, even if you said Liberty Roundtable Live, a well-known nationally syndicated talk show? Do you think Ted would know then? I still seriously doubt it. But it gets worse. "Frankly, I need to hear back from you ASAP today if possible," he says. "Do you think you can do that?" And the answer is no, I can't do that, Kurt, for one simple reason. Do you know what that is?
How do we contact him?
That's right. Kurt, Ted Cruz is an untouchable elite. And there's no way that I could get back to him. There's no way that I could even respond to him. In fact, I have called Ted Cruz's office. And I have said I would like to get Ted on the radio with us to promote whatever Ted was working on at the time. I don't have it in front of me, but I'd like to help with this. And they said, "Oh, you got to get a hold of a scheduler." Now, obviously, can't talk to the scheduler. You got to email the scheduler. And so I email the scheduler, and they never get back to me, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think the scheduler email address gets to somebody?
It would be nice to think that.
Of course. So not only can I not get a hold of Ted, but I can't even get a hold of a scheduler, even when I call Ted's office and ask to get a hold of the scheduler to offer them free airtime. I can't even do that. But he's going to literally email me and pretend it's from his cell phone and pretend he wants to hear from me, Sam Bushman, right away. As if we're working together on some personal thing that we need to work on. I mean, Kurt, time's running out. He doesn't even sign it Ted Cruz. He just signs it Ted. Sent from my iPhone is the thing at the bottom of it. So my problem is the personal nature. My problem is this acting like we're friends or this pretending that I can get back to him. It's all just full of dishonesty, Kurt. Every single bit of it from the top down. Sam is what it starts out, as if he knows me. Did you get my message? I'm worried because I haven't heard back from you. The deadline's coming up very quickly, and frankly, I need to hear back from you ASAP today if possible. Do you think you can do that? Thanks, Ted, from my iPhone. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Ted Cruz's office on the break, and I'm going to say he told me to get back to him ASAP. Please transfer me to Ted. I'll tell you what happens. Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, let me tell you what happened when I called Ted Cruz's office. First off, I dialed 202-225-3121. And it came up and said, welcome to the Capitol and stuff like that. And, you know, press 1 for the senator in your state and press 2 for the congressman in your state. So I pressed 1. And then it said, hey, say what state you want to, you know, call about or put in your zip code. So I put in Texas. So then it said, press 1 for what? Cornyn and 2 for Cruz. So I pressed 2 and got Cruz. Then it transferred to a voicemail that basically an announcement that said, hey, I'm Ted Cruz. I'm so, you know, looking forward to hearing from you. Press 1 for a legislative update. Press 2 for kind of our address and details or whatever. I can't, you know, hours and stuff like that. And then press 0 if you want to talk to one of my staff. So I pressed 0. And then it came up with another message that said, hey, you know what? We're so incredibly busy with high call volume that we can't talk to you. Please leave a message. Now, how urgent, how ASAP does Ted want me to get back to him, Kurt?
What he wants you to do, Sam, is you just need to fund him, spend, you know, like $2,500 the maximum amount, if you can, maybe in a wire transfer today would work pretty well for him. I mean, you know, that's the kind of getting back to him he'd like to see. You know what I mean?
Now, he says, I'm worried. So I got a question. If I can't call him, because his cell phone, he tells me it's from his cell phone, right?
Yeah.
But his cell number's not here.
That's right. He forgot to put that on there.
Send from my iPhone. Now, do you think if he wanted to get back to me, he'd probably leave his cell number if it was, like, urgent?
Oh, yeah. Must have just been an oversight.
Now, should I email back Kurt if the phone doesn't work? I'm going to reply. Hi, Ted. It's Sam.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I want to say it's Sam is because that way he'll know how important it is. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, I've been looking for your message. See what I'm talking about? Because if I don't say it's Sam, he might get confused with all the volume that he gets. But if he hears it's from Sam, I mean, he's been specifically waiting for me to get back to him like ASAP, today if possible.
That's right.
Since it's from an iPhone, I'm expecting it to go straight to Ted, right?
Of course.
And so I'm going to say it's Sam. I tried to call you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But got voicemail. Call me now. I will put you on the radio. Right? And I'm going to give him my number. By the way, I'll pass out my number too. 801-756-9133. That's my office number. And then what I'll do is if he really calls back, I'll give him the radio number. And the reason I want to do that is because then he can contact me 24/7. If I just do the radio number, I don't answer it when I'm not on air. So I don't want to, you know, have him call back and say, hey, I miss Sam because whatever. Hi, Ted. It's Sam. I got to make sure he knows it's Sam because, you know, that's important. I mean, he's looking for me specifically to get back to him today.
Right.
I tried to call you, but got voicemail. Call me now. I will put you on the radio. 801-756-9133. Now, that's my office. Now, I better add one thing. It's urgent. Right?
Yeah. Because, of course, you know, that's what he said. It was urgent.
That is correct.
Factory.
And I'm going to say thanks, Sam. That way he knows it's from me. You know.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, I'm sending this right now. Good. Sent. And let's see what happens. Now, I'm expecting to get a call back here in the next few minutes. We'll have Ted on the radio. Right away.
Yeah.
Now, what we've decided to do is just to be, we're so confident that Ted's going to get a hold of us per his personal message, that what Kurt's going to do is hold his breath until Ted calls.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And the funeral will be?
Soon. Imminent.
Yeah.
Directly. Okay, now, the problem that I have with this, though, is, Kurt, is that honest for Ted to do? Send me a message that says my name, says he wants to get back to me right away. It's from his iPhone. It's personal. When I don't even remember adding myself to his email list. Now, I might have, but I doubt it. Why do I doubt it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been able to get a hold of Ted, Kurt. And I usually add people I usually add myself to people's lists who respond to me. For example, I've added Liberty Council and Gun Owners of America. And some of these people that get back to me and come on the radio with us and such like that, I have personally added myself to their lists. There's no question. And I do take their emails personal because I know it's a system that sends it out. But I also know they deal with me directly. If you call some of the Liberty Council attorneys, like lead attorney Matt Staver and Horatio, the other lead attorney on this case in New York they had on, they will know Sam Bushman. They've been on our program. Right? So I have added those people to my personal lists, and I've added myself to their lists. And if they say, Sam, this is from the iPhone of Matt Staver, even though I know it may not be directly from his iPhone, It is saying that this is of a personal nature, this is legitimate, this is important. It might have come from Matt's iPhone directly to the organization that then sends it out on his behalf, and he wants it to be personal and come from him, and I get that, and I agree with that. But not if you don't know me. Not if you've never been on my radio program in your entire life. Not if every time I've tried to get you on my radio program, you put up roadblocks to where I can never even contact you. And then not if you make it sound like you want me to get back to you immediately, and there's no way for me to accomplish that. I've called his congressional office, and I just emailed him. I don't know of any other way that I could possibly get back to him, Kurt. Do you know any other way I could attempt this?
Just call the president, you know, and then have him connect you. That's probably the best way.
You want me to call the president? Do you have the number for the president? I'll give him a ring right now.
Yeah, you know, 202-225-3121.
No, no, no.
Capital.
No, 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 no. Well, all right. You know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to call the Donald. Right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get on this.
That's right.
This is serious business, folks. We're going to get this done. We're making a difference. And then they wonder, Kurt, what's amazing to me is then they run around and wonder why we feel like it doesn't make any difference.
Good.
Now, I'm not telling you that I'm more important than anybody else, but I'm telling you, if I, as a nationally syndicated talk show host, can't even get them to pay any attention to me, no offense, but do you think the average person can, Kurt?
Good point.
Well, I wish it was that I was like persona non grata or something like that, and they wouldn't let me get to him, but the average American could. Maybe that would be good. What if an average American calls Kurt to see if they can get it done, where Sam Bushman would fail? See what I'm talking about?
Yep.
All right, Kurt, so you want to tell us about this guy that's participating in the immigration crackdown. While you're doing that, I'm going to call Donald.
Yeah, there's a headline from the New York Times that says, a lone New York sheriff signs up to aid immigration crackdown. Liz Robbins is the author. And, you know, I was kind of wondering how many sheriffs, well, I guess there's 75, you know, there in New York, they say that have, you know, been asked, and only one of them signed up. This is the elected sheriff, Patrick Russo. He's a Republican with 43 years.
Good morning, ma'am. Can I speak with Donald Trump, please?
There you go.
Yeah, give me the White House number. I'd be grateful, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's right. The White House.
You still there, Kurt?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm waiting at bated breath. I want
the number that I got was 202.
You know, yeah.
456-1414.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the White House direct number. So I'm going to call the White House. I'm going to.
It'll ring on. Rings, you know, right there, and he just picks it right up.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to redial this and make sure I call the right number. Listen carefully to this. It said this. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on. Listen to this.
For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored, but will not be recorded.
So they're going to monitor my phone call live, and it's not going to be recorded, okay?
Well, that's weird.
Hey, how you doing?
Recorded.
Can you hear me, ma'am? Excellent. How are you doing today? I'm doing wonderful. Can you transfer me to President Trump, please? Are you there, ma'am? Now I got the White House comment line. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, I'm going to remain on the line. I'll let you know what happens. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so I couldn't get a hold of Ted. I tried to call the Donald. By the way, I just checked my email. Nothing's in my spam folder. I haven't got anything back from Ted. But I tried to call the Donald, and so I called the Capitol, and they gave me the White House number, and I called the White House, and then I got this thing. If you want to try it to know I'm telling the truth, try 202-456-1414. And you get a message that says, hey, you know what, press 1 to go to the comment line, and anyway, and then you can press whatever and wait for a representative. So I did that. And then they're like, oh, it's 8 minutes or more before you can talk to one of our representatives. And so I'll just be put on hold forever. And then when I get one of the reps, they're not going to let me talk to the Donald. Okay, these people are behind their gated communities up in their ivory towers, ladies and gentlemen. The swamp is in full force and it's going global. And all I can tell you is that Ted doesn't want to get a hold of me at all. Here's what he wants. He wants me to put in cash. And that's the bottom line. And the only reason he's reaching out to me is for cash. And the tragedy is, look, I can't contact anybody because it's against the CAN Spam Act. Or it's illegal to fax somebody. Or it's illegal because they're not on the do not call list. But see, these bureaucrats can all get a hold of me. They can even tell you when I signed up for their email that I never did. But don't worry, Sam. If you want to get out of it, just click here. They'll probably have the CIA install some spyware on my computer if I clicked there, wouldn't they? All I'm telling you, Curtis, this is a big old absolute meltdown sham. So my headline says, Dishonest Ted. And I tried to call the Donald. Dishonest Ted Cruz. Sam, did you get my message? I'm worried because I haven't heard back from you. I need to hear back from you ASAP today, if possible, sent from my iPhone. Every bit of that's a big old outright lie. Sam tries to call the Donald to no avail. All right, well, that's going on, Kurt. You were telling us about this sheriff. Sorry for the derail. I guess a New York sheriff all by himself, huh?
Yeah, there was one New York sheriff that said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and arrest illegals. You know, I guess the New York Times covers it because they're saying, hey, you know, if you're one of these crazy people, there's only one of you out of all these others, you know, you might as well give up on it. But I guess you would say, hey, at least maybe there's one guy in New York that's willing to keep the laws, you know?
Amen. Grateful for him. Grateful for him telling the truth. See, I'd like to get a hold of that sheriff and have him on. I'd like to provide support for him. But again, how do you get a hold of that sheriff? Do you know his name?
I can look him up.
Yeah, so, you know, it'd probably take an hour or two to look him up, try to find a phone number and try to figure out the sheriff's office and call the sheriff's office and get voicemail and see if you could get to the guy. It'd be worth trying, though, because I'd like to support him, Kurt.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree.
All right, well, that's going on. I told you that the thugs have been hacking Facebook and Twitter and all this for a long time, and they've got intel on us. It started with, you know, before the George Bush days in the CIA. George Bush spied on the American citizens, first lied and said, oh, it's only foreign people that are tied to terrorism. Then it turned out, well, he was spying on everybody. And then the Congress, instead of, you know, literally impeaching the president and tossing him in jail over it, they literally backed into a codify the president's violation of the law plan by changing the law to fit the president's needs. Well, now it turns out we probably need to arrest Barack Obama, don't we, Kurt?
Well, it sure looks like it to me. You know, you're talking about this headline that says Obama campaign staffer says Facebook allowed them to harvest masses of data.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, and it goes right along with what we've been talking about. They say Facebook representatives, it's a Breitbart piece. Facebook representatives told Barack Obama's 2012 campaign that they had been allowed to use the platform in ways that would have otherwise been prohibited because Facebook was on our side. That's in quote, according to explosive claims.
So hold on, let me understand this then. So Facebook's on the side of Barack, but not on the side of the Donald, right?
Well, that's what...
So let me get this right. The Democrats, through Obama, have direct access as president of the United States straight to Facebook because they're on their side, according to a staffer. Donald has to go through this Cambridge Analytics company and do it kind of third party because he doesn't have as good access. He's not president yet, right?
Hmm. That's the way it looks.
Other than that, they all got the goods on every one of us, and there's no accountability whatsoever.
I guess they did a series of tweets and said that... Facebook was surprised that the Obama campaign was able to suck out the entire social graph. They say the social graph is an individual's network of friends on Facebook, but did nothing to stop them once they found out.
Why would they stop them, Kurt? And why would they stop Cambridge Analytics? The only people they can stop are the conservative new media folks like me and you. That's the only people they can crack down on and shut down. This proves that it's intentional, Kurt. Every bit of it.
Good point. The Facebook guy said they also linked to a talk from 2015 in which she explained how Facebook's privacy policies in 2012 allowed them to harvest data on friend networks across America. Davidson says that this gave the Democrats a massive advantage as the Republicans did not gain access to the same data before Facebook shut off the feature. The privacy policies on Facebook were, if they opted in, they could tell us who all their friends were. So they told us who all their friends were. We were actually able to ingest the entire social network of the U.S. that's on Facebook, which is most people. Then she went on to say where this gets complicated is that freaks Facebook out. So they shut off the feature. The Republicans never built an app to do that, so the data's out there. You can take it back, but the Democrats have this information. This is from the Breitbart piece. So when they look at a voter file and someone comes to them, they can immediately be like, oh, here are all the other people that they know, and here are people they can help us persuade because they're really good friends with that person. Anyway, they go on to say, you know, more and more, but the bottom line is, I don't know that all this social media is really your friend, Sam. I know.
Well, boy, howdy.
With Facebook.
Now, here's the problem. So they did nothing to stop them. So what you really got is Donald, the Republicans, if you will, and the Democrats all hacked Facebook, but Facebook knew about it and did nothing. And now we get this headline from our buddy Matt Staver. Southern Poverty Law Center is now the YouTube police, writes Matt Staver. Mm-hmm. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center literally has ties straight to government, right, Kurt?
Well, that sure is what we've seen in the past.
Well, we learned that from the MIAC reports where in Missouri they said any Ron Paul supporter is a terrorist, right? And that got uncovered and a scandal broke decades ago. But how's that different than Ted Cruz emailing me?
Good point.
How did Ted get my email address? From Facebook? Not really. I want to know how that all went down, Kurt.
Yep. It's a very good question.
Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center got caught, though, Kurt. Involved in fake news. Did you know that?
The SPLC, I think I saw something on that just recently.
All right, it's an article from the Daily Caller. It says, SPLC retracts article and apologizes after linking left-wingers to Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
So what's up with that? Now the Southern Poverty Law Center says left-wingers are hooked up to Vladimir? I thought the narrative was that the Trumpites were doing that.
Whoops.
And they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar lie, fake news, and they had to apologize and retract publicly in written form, Kurt.
Wow.
Peter Hassan with a story from Daily Caller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is out of control.
Your pals at the SPLC.
All right, now, if that's not enough for you, how are they the YouTube police, Kurt? And now you find out yesterday from Ben Swan and our buddies over at Natural News, Mike Adams and others, Alex Jones, Southern Poverty Law Center, and is taking down what videos, Kurt? Southern Poverty Law Center now, the YouTube video police. No wonder all these videos are coming down, Kurt. They even took down the video of that movie about Roe versus Wade, and then they went, oh, we're so sorry, we're going to put it back up.
Yeah. That's what they said in January. I think it's almost, what, March now, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Haven't gotten around to it, have
I? All right. Well, don't worry, Kurt. We got this solved. You want to know what's happening now? You got a buddy named Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, all right. Tesla man.
Well, there's some new information about Mr. Musk. I'm going to tell you about it after the break. And a lady named Gina Green has this story. But I'm telling you, it's crazy. You'll find out about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat, for Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball, unheeded, sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Like what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, turns out, according to Gina Green, Elon Musk is starting his own satirical media company, Kurt. Did you see this? He tried to buy The Onion, but of course he couldn't get that done, so he's starting his own satirical media company like The Onion, Elon Musk. That ought to produce plenty of more fake news, shouldn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. People like to read that more than they will, you know, real stuff, right?
Think about that, though. Elon Musk, the guy that wants to create all these new technologies and bring it all to the table, why would he create a satirical media company? Why wouldn't he get with new media taking center stage folks to expose the fraud and technology and the government interference and stand up for liberty? Elon Musk has plenty of money. And Elon Musk should be for new technologies and new media and new everything. But he's literally starting a satirical media company. Why would he do that? Do we need more onions and more fake news and more gotchas out there, Kurt? Or do we need more truth finders and truth seekers and people who are into the who, what, when, where, why? People that are willing to tell the story from a God, family, country, life, liberty, property perspective, huh?
Good point.
All right. I don't know if you know this. Kevin Daly wrote an article, Kurt, that I find interesting. I don't know why we didn't hear about this before, but this is just coming out. You ready?
Yeah.
Confusion reigned the day of Antonin Scalia's death. New documents show. I got a question. How would they be new documents, Kurt?
These would have been old documents that somebody had covered up.
That's right. Or that they maybe would say, well, there was a FOIA request about, or we had to wait to get the pay dirt, or someone became a whistleblower. I don't really know. But now when you say confusion reigned on that day, I didn't want to make speculation about Antonin Scalia because I just felt like he was old. He passed away. It's so sad. But again, I'm hesitant to jump into the conspiracy theories. But now that I know, according to new documents that were previously covered up, that confusion reigned the day of Antonin Scalia's death, now I'm wondering if there's more to that than meets the eye, Kurt.
Imagine that.
I'm not speculating, saying I know what's going on. I'm not up in conspiracy land. I'm just telling you, why would confusion reign the day of his death? Don't tell me they don't have a plan in place for when a high-level official like a Supreme Court justice passes away, Kurt. Don't tell me they don't have standard time-tested protocols they can rely on, right?
Yeah.
How would confusion reign, Kurt? I mean, almost every one of the Supreme Court super old members right now, you would think they'd have a plan in place for every one of them, thinking they could die any day now. Not that we want that or anything, but they would be prepared for that. In fact, they even have literal obituaries written for many of these popular, well-known, you know, people in society or whatever, where they can release it as soon as they do pass away. In fact, we've seen news stories of once in a while they send the press release of the obituary out too early when someone's not really even dead. That's how we know they create these things. But what do you mean confusion reigned when Scalia passed away? It turns out in the story they didn't respond quick enough. There was confusion getting the details of the passing away at this private place in Texas and da-da-da-da-da. Now I'm really wondering if there's more there than meets the eye, Kurt. Maybe somebody killed him. I don't know, and I'm not trying to speculate, but when I find out literally, how long ago has it been, Kurt, a year? Longer?
Yeah, or more, I think.
Probably a year and a half. He died before Trump got elected, that's for sure. So maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years. And now I find out the new documents show confusion reigned the day of his death. And then I bring up this and go, man, that's weird. I'm a little concerned. And they're like, conspiracy nut, off the rails, no evidence, crazy. Well, I'm not saying I have evidence. I'm just saying, what are these new documents about? Why are we finding this out a year and a half later? Turns out that Facebook knew that they had been compromised by this. Cambridge hacked them, or that Barack Obama and his campaign hacked them, and they did nothing about it, and we didn't even find out for a long time, Kurt. And then I bring up wondering about that, and they say, oh, you're just a nut.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. By the way, there is a solution, and I don't want to leave without talking about solutions. Kurt, do you know who Cynthia Davis is?
I think, at least if she's the same Cynthia Davis, we knew she was running for office in Missouri.
Yeah, she's a good friend of ours. She's a talk show host. She's been standing for liberty for a long time. She's ran for office many times. We've seen her at events. She's been at events with us. She's been a speaker. She's been highly involved as an activist for a long time. She does the talk show.
Yeah.
Well, she emails me from time to time, and she sent me this headline that I found so worthy that I wanted to, you know, mention it on the radio. We're all working together, don't you know, for the sacred cause of liberty. And her headline says this: holding elected officials accountable. Cynthia Davis. And she did a radio program on this. Now, Kurt, wasn't I just saying that's one of the things that we've got to get done? Until we get that done, we're not going to make progress draining the swamp. And now, like-minded, fantastic Cynthia Davis doubling down on that very topic. Bright minds think alike is my only comment, Kurt. Good for her.
Good point. Yeah. Right on target.
And again, I'd love to have time to get a hold of Cynthia and see if we can't put her radio program on our radio network. And again, it's just so hard. I just don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the staff. I'd love to call her up and say, hey, is your show available? How would I get it? What's the length? Is it set up for radio? Like, we tried to call Tom Woods for this, and he's like, oh, my show just varies in length. And we're like, well, unless you can make it the same length, it would be really hard to put on the radio. And anyway, long story short, he's just like, well, I'll leave it a podcast, and you know, I won't do the radio for now or whatever. And I respect his decision. We're not forcing anybody to be part of our group or anything like that. We're not like the unions or the government or anything. But at the same time, I'm going, wow, I'd like to work with her. But again, it's just a time thing. I mean, do I call Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, or do I call Cynthia Davis? And it's just, wow, it's a battle. All right, I don't know if you know, Kurt, but a self-driving Uber in Arizona literally ran over a lady during a test drive. Did you see this?
Yeah, and she died, Sam, yes, by the way. So there's kind of a problem there. At least Uber has suspended their, I guess you could call it their headless drivers. I guess they say that somebody was in the car, you know, they just weren't engaged in the driving part of it. And so that's one thing you got to be watching out for when you're out there walking around, is for those headless Uber cars, you know.
I hear that. Now, here's the problem. I don't know why this person couldn't respond in time. I don't know why it happened. They say they're investigating it. But, Kurt, wasn't it me a long time ago when we heard about these self-driving vehicles that were just, I'm just like, it's going to be disaster? People are going to be dying with no accountability, back to this accountability question. Wasn't I saying that, Kurt, and that I said that it was a, quote, train wreck, or actually a car wreck?
Yeah, good point.
That it was robots gone psychotic in the making. I already mentioned this, and we're now seeing the fruits of that, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know why they get all worried about this. These are the same people that typically want to kill all these babies and kill old people. Hey, it's just a little bit of a, you know, collateral damage, Sam, for a better world, isn't it?
Well, would you rather be killed by a driverless Uber or by the CIA, Kurt?
Yeah, take your pick, I guess.
Because they're both out to get you, folks, unintentionally or otherwise. Now, the question becomes, who's going to kill more people, Hillary and Bill, with their body count list, speculatively speaking, or Uber, speculatively speaking, Kurt?
Yeah, well, good point.
And then you know what they want to do, don't you? They want to run around and tell you that you can't eat natural health and healing solutions because it might be killing people.
Yeah, because that's dangerous. I got it.
Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration lets people eat these drugs like candy. We had this guy testify yesterday who testified before a Food and Drug Administration committee, literally telling you that these drugs are absolutely evil, and they made him do things that he did not want to do. He blacked out and went crazy with a gun.
Yep.
So are you more worried about the Drug Administration or Uber or the Clinton administration? Who do you is worried about getting you first, Kurt?
It is a, what would you call it, a target-rich environment, and you are the target.
Huh? And you know what could happen? We could have an obituary written up for Kurt Crosby, and Uber could get him, and then we could release the thing, and then it would be under Elon Musk's fake news, I mean his satirical news service. Then all we'd have to do is say, we're sorry, it was fake news. We didn't mean to. Somebody hacked Facebook is what happened, and we're so sorry this happened. We got to stop them Facebook hackers. Oh, it wouldn't happen to Kurt because he's not on Facebook. They already shut him down. That's good news. See, there is good news, folks. If they kick you off Facebook, then they can't hack you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, that's one thing nice about that. Either.
So I'm going to write an article that says I didn't get hacked on Facebook ever since they kicked me off.
Well,
wow, Ann Coulter's in the news to wrap up today, Kurt.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because she's just saying that the prototype border walls are just a waste of time, and she does talk about the Israelis and the way they control their border. And you know, she's got some good points.
Now, by the way, she's making the points that I've made for a long time, right, Kurt?
Well, she's saying that President Trump is kind of stalling.
Yes. Do you think he's stalling, Kurt?
You know, I wish I could say no, but man, you know, it kind of looks like it, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes, and I don't know if he's stalling because he can't get it built. I don't know if he's really trying to find prototypes and he's just deceived into thinking that's the answer, or if he doesn't have any funding and the problem is he wants the American people to fund it and he can't get the Mexicans to fund it and he can't get the people to fund it or Congress to fund it, and so he's struggling with funding.
There are several options there, aren't there?
Yeah, because I always hear all these creative ways that they want me to fund it, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, at least the ones that I believe the president could promote is the idea that says, hey, for every one of these illegal immigrants, for every one of them that you pull, that you stop, you know, you save, what, $75,000 in the American, you know, government or whatever. But who knows for sure what the numbers are. But the bottom line is I think you got to secure, like, your house if you want to make sure nobody's coming in, you know. You got to do the same thing with your country.
Amen to that. Now, I'd like to get Donald Trump with our friends, though, so we can quit building all those solar things in India. We could actually help out the Indians, and we could make it cheaper and better and faster. But see, how do you get the Donald on that? We could even help out Puerto Rico, Kurt. They say they're struggling to recover still.
Well, that's right. And those Puerto Ricans, if our buddies were working with them down there, they wouldn't even be out of power, would they?
Wow. Do you think I could get a hold of Ted Cruz to help me?
Well, he emailed you personally from his cell phone. So, you know, I mean, he's your pal, Sam.
Do you think the border wall is going to start anytime soon, Kurt, for reals?
Well, it's interesting to me that we do have some walls up already down there. We just, you know, there's a lot of places where there's nothing. And I'm kind of hoping it starts soon, but we've seen a little track record of failure in the past, haven't we?
Amen to that. Well, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours in the can. The more I learn, the more I trust them less. They say less is more, and boy, do I trust them less. Maybe I'm getting more out of my understanding that, hey, you can say we're too cynical, ladies and gentlemen, but what do you think when you see the headlines we're talking about? Wow. All right, we need your financing, ladies and gentlemen. In every way to grow our presence in the media, please get involved and donate today. By the way, our buddy Brian, a listener, had an incredible commentary on his view on the gun control debate. We'll get to that soon. Thanks, Brian, so much for all your support and for your opinions. We'll get to those. I didn't review it today because I was hoping Brian would call in and deliver it himself, but we'll get to that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.